Chapter 4. Lemuria and Homo Atlantis. As we continue to review even more coherent and provocative hypotheses and theories concerning Atlantis, pre-diluvian history, and the coming of evil, we note how scriptures, especially the Bible, contain references to key events. The history of the Old Testament is the history of Atlantis. Commons Beaumont, some key modern writers, such as Brinsley Lopore Trench, Barbara Marciniak, and William Bramley have espoused other important theories that seek to account for the presence of evil in the world. These accounts relate to the same idea of alien visitation and colonization. In this case, the alien invaders are referred to either as the serpent people or the Brotherhood of the Snake. It has been repeatedly noted that though physical snakes were unknown on most islands, the symbol of the snake or serpent on carvings, etc., is extremely conspicuous. In the apocalyptic fragment of Clement, we read, "And on earth shall be monsters, a generation of dragons of men, and likewise of serpents." But though this is their title, it should not be taken that they had the physical likeness of serpents, which they did not. A fuller explanation of this is provided later, though no two writers wholly agree on the question of evil, or an alien presence. According to the most coherent theories, the visitors are usually described as being of dubious morality but possessed of great mental and technical power. This writer is relatively convinced that they were headquartered on Atlantis, and that the notion that this continent was the center of all that was elevated and good is erroneous, being founded less on fact and more on wishful thinking. On Atlantis, genetic experiments were begun on indigenous Earth humans with the equipment that was brought from the alien planet of origin, and God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." Genesis 1:26. The race that they subsequently created, the sons of the serpents, possess the DNA of their alien fathers, as well as that of the indigenous Earth people, the Homo sapiens. In the Bible, the correct translation of create is build. These genetically created offspring were made to serve the needs of their creators in the Garden of Eden or Eden. They are Homo Atlantis. Note, the original pre-visitation Earth inhabitants were probably the Cro-Magnon, Angus, Homo erectus or Neanderthals. There could have been some other race altogether, but given the suppression of data in these subjects, it is doubtful if we will ever know the truth about our Earth ancestors. Recent findings seem to indicate that both Neanderthal and Cro-Magnon races were genetically interfered with and were the victims of hybridization. Unluckily for the serpent masters, this first-born progeny eventually began to chafe against their imposed servitude. Their human qualities and sensibilities were such that they were not only lofty of intellect, but were possessed of a moral and spiritual dimension utterly lacking in their extraterrestrial masters. As a result of this, they openly began to resist their creators whom they disliked and came to physically outnumber. It is written that these sons of the serpent would not recognize the superiority of their masters, since they lacked the exalted qualities. Finally, after an unspecified period of time, the majority of the sons of the serpents leave the gardens of Eden, Atlantis, and vacate the continent of Appalachia, relocating to the island of Oceania, later known as Lemuria, where today's Pacific Ocean is. Here they establish a thriving civilization where they also practice the high sciences. The sublime cultural inventions and philosophies that enrich humankind then and now originate from them. Note, Lemuria comes from Mu or Mudevi, which means the land ancestral or land of the ancestors. Mudevi was the Hindu mother goddess. Shiva was her counterpart and is the great father of mankind. An Indian Tamil text, Silapadikaran, describes a lost continent in the Pacific and Indian Ocean that it calls Kumainadu or Kumarikandam, which means the dragon land of the immortal serpents. Their rebellion and departure affronted their creators who, from that time onward, would consider their firstborn avowed adversaries.